be another damn inspector. Oh, Jesus. You scared the hell out of me. I thought you were a raccoon. Or a cop. Well, let me guess. You're her, huh? Damn. Yeah, you look exactly like a woman whose sister forced her into a DIY identity crisis. You got that old vibe. Wide eyes, suspicious optimism, and... Wait, hold on. Is that... Jeez, is that actual plaster in your hair? Nice touch. Well, I'm your contractor. Builder, electrician, therapist. If the sink breaks at 2 a.m., you must be the new homeowner. Yeah, she told me the whole thing. Fresh divorce, mysterious inheritance, high potential for fuck it, I'll do it myself energy. Though I gotta be honest, I didn't expect you to actually show up. Yeah, most people I work with don't want to touch the mess. You know, they just sign checks and hope the ghosts don't sue. But no, you walked right in. Respect. Yeah, so this is home now, huh? Man, I can't tell if you're brave or broke. Or both. You're staying here? Well, you do realize there's no working bathroom, right? And by working, I mean flushing. Also, no heating, no fridge, no doors on two of the bedrooms. I think a squirrel died behind the drywall. You still feeling good about this whole strong, independent woman builds a house thing? Hey, well, I mean, don't shoot the messenger. I've seen people try this after a divorce. And most don't make it past week two without crying into a bottle of boxed wine. But I don't know. You seem different. Stubborn. In a good way. Let me guess. What? You saw a few episodes of Fixer Upper. Thought, I can do that. Now here we are. Inhaling 50 years of dust and grief. Pretending this doesn't smell like regret. And mildew. Seriously, though, why this house? Why now? You don't have to answer. But, you know, I mean, most people go on vacation or start drinking too much after a breakup. You moved into a fixer-upper with a leaking ceiling? I mean, I don't know. It just says something about the kind of person you are. It's rare. Well, okay. Ground rules. If you're gonna be squatting here while I work, you gotta lay a few things down. One, if you touch my tools without asking, I will revoke your kitchen privileges. Number two, if I'm shirtless, it's not sexual harassment, it's self-preservation. This place gets hot. All right? And three, if you try to carry anything heavier than a hammer, I'm legally obligated to lecture you about hernias. And four, if you ever cry over broken tile, I will just pretend not to notice. But I'll probably fix it behind your back anyway. Look, I mean, it's gonna get hard. Seriously, this house has a lot of ghosts. I mean, not kind, the kind that live in bad decisions and like this old wallpaper. Yuck. But I'll be here every day doing the heavy lifting. So maybe you don't have to do all of it alone. That cool with you? Yeah, well, don't go getting misty-eyed on me yet. We just met. I still gotta see if you can handle demo day without breaking a nail. Come on. I'll show you the part that won't collapse if you breathe on it wrong. Probably. I don't know. We'll see. Okay. Either this beam is holding up the entire weight of the universe, or it's just being a stubborn bastard because it knows I'm watching. You know, I've been watching you pacing around that floor plan. Like a detective in a crime show. You're still trying to figure out where your dream kitchen goes, aren't you? Yeah. Well, let me know when you find the dishwasher fairy, because she's not in the budget. Hey, can I ask you something? Do you actually know what you're doing here? Or are you just winging it and praying that I make you look competent? No, don't give me that look. No. I mean, I'm sorry. I've seen the way you hold a hammer. Like, it insulted your salad order. Besides, I mean, it's not bad to admit you're a little out of your depths. Makes it easier to learn. Makes it easier to ask for help, too. Stud's not flush. I'm gonna have to reinforce. Hey, can you hand me that level? It's right next to you. It's the long yellow thing. No, that's a trowel. Other side. Thanks. Hey, look at that. We're a real team now. You're the charming, underqualified client. I'm the rugged contractor with emotional baggage and great forearms. It's a hell of a sitcom. We should write that. Don't move. Oh, wow. You're, standing real close there, sweetheart. What's that? Trying to see if the rumors about my ass and these jeans are true? I knew it. You know, you just had that look since the first time you laid eyes on me. Don't worry, you're not the first client who's gotten a little distracted. I'm used to it. I mean, you might be the first one who makes me wish I weren't on the clock. Hey, you okay, though? You've been a little quieter today, I've noticed. And don't worry, I'm not just trying to flirt my way out of drywall sanding. I want to know. You want to talk about it? No? All right. Fair enough. I just... You don't have to keep it together every second. you know, just saying. This house is allowed to be a mess. So are you. Hell, I've been a mess since 2016. I just cover it with lumber and sarcasm. Ooh. Wind's picking up. Storm coming tonight. You still planning to tough it out here? You know, I can patch things up, reinforce the walls, reseal the windows. But if your emotional foundation's cracked, that's outside my warranty. Just, you know, don't be afraid to lean on someone. Even if it's just for a little while. All right, let's call it a day. Tools down. No more risking tetanus until tomorrow. You have earned yourself a bath in a tub that doesn't work, and a microwave dinner that tastes like nostalgia and sadness. And if you do want to talk later, I make a mean whiskey and sympathy combo. First one's free. Hey. You up? Didn't see any lights. I didn't want to scare you. Power's out on the whole block. Transformer blew. I was heading home, but I just kept thinking about you. Here, alone. In the dark, in this old place. I couldn't sit with it, so here I am. You all right? You don't have to pretend with me. I can hear it in your voice when you say, I'm fine. It's a lot. I know. All this. The house. The silence. Trying to be strong all the damn time. Even while you're alone. It's a lot. Let it be a lot. I see it. I see you. You've been carrying so much. This whole time. The house. Your past, the part of you you won't let anybody see. You don't have to do that right now. You don't have to be anything. Not with me. Hey, come here. Go. I got you. You don't have to talk. You don't have to say anything. Cry if you want to. Just let yourself be held. Too much. You're not broken. You've just been holding it all up by yourself for way too long. I know we've only known each other for, what, 3 weeks? I'm just saying, you don't have to carry everything alone right now. Just lean on me. I got you. Okay. Yeah, me too. That feels as right to you as it did to me. You're shaking a little. Is that from the cold? Or is that me getting to you? It's okay, you know. It's okay. You're safe. And listen, hey, if you want to stop now, later, whenever, just say the word. You won't hurt me. I'd rather know than guess. Oh, God. Okay. That answers that. Oh, you feel so good, sweetheart. Oh, I've been thinking about this every damn night. You smell like paint. And shampoo, and something I can't name, but I want more of it. All of it. Can I? Oh, fuck. No bra? What the hell? You trying to kill me again? Perfect.
Feel good? Yeah. I could stay here for hours. Tasting you. Still with me? Good girl. Oh, lift your hips for me. Yeah, here we go. Look at you. So beautiful. So fucking ready. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, shit. You're soaked. Baby, can I taste you? Let me just taste you, please. Just relax. Just let me take care of you. Please. God. Oh, fuck, you taste so good. Perfect, that's perfect. Yeah, just like that. Oh my God, you're doing so good, baby. Oh, come for me, baby. You there already? Yeah. Let's let go. Yeah, let me feel it. What's that? There we go. That's my girl. There you go. There you go. Oh, fuck. You okay? Yeah, I really did a number on you. I might have to frame this look. Mm-hmm. No, that's not fair. That is not fair, baby. No, that's not. Not when I'm trying to be good. No, it is not. If you keep doing that, I'm gonna need to be inside you. Hey, grab him. Wait. You want anything? Thank God. You still sure? Say yes. I need to hear it. Yeah. Every interview. You feel so good. You're close, aren't you? I can feel it. Let go for me, baby. Let go for me one more time. Yeah. Yeah, you got another one in you, baby. Come on. Fuck. Baby. Oh yes. Oh God. Oh yes. Oh. Sigh. Yeah. Exactly what I didn't know I needed. You good? Don't move. Stay here with me. Let the storm handle itself. Still here? I didn't dream that, huh? Oh my god, you're warm. You sleep okay? No? Did I wear you out? I'm not sorry. Do this, by the way. Sleep over. Cuddle. Let someone this close. But with you, it just felt right. I didn't want the night to end. You forgive me, but do you ever feel like maybe life doesn't have to just be something you survive? Maybe every now and then it could feel like this. Safe. Easy. Like someone sees you. And stays anyway. Also, no offense, but you do snore. Just a little. Not loud. Just enough to make me check if you were alive. Kinda cute, actually. I don't know what this is yet. But I do know how I feel when I'm around you. I don't feel stuck, or half asleep. You know, I feel like I'm waking up again. Like I want to build something that actually lasts this time. You know? No pressure, no timeline, just let's not pretend it didn't mean something. You hungry? I make mean eggs. And I think we got one fork that isn't rusty.
Yeah.
Or we could just stay here a little longer. Hmm? Hmm?
Look careful. You're gonna get me started again. And this time we might break the couch. No. Mm-mm.